for cough suppressants, aka antitussives, we have codeine, which is an opioid. And according to the HESI, it's the most effective antitussive. So guys, just think here. It's an opioid analgesic, also called narcotic or pain med. Different names for the same thing. So it's given for mild to moderate pain to suppress the cough. And the common side effect, since it's an opioid narcotic, guys, it slows down the central nervous system, making the vital signs low and slow. So the key point here is slow position changes. Everything is low and slow, so we get a low BP, which can result in orthostatic hypotension. We're talking dizziness or fainting upon standing, which makes it a big fall risk, very common in the elderly. Now next, the lungs can be low and slow, so it's not for COPD. We do not want to suppress the cough reflex. And lastly, the GI will be low and slow, so we commonly get constipation and nausea. So educate the patient these key points. Take with food, increase fluid intake, and guys, 8 full glasses of water minimum. And we can also increase fiber intake and laxatives and stool softener if the constipation gets worse. Now, don't let the NCLEX trick you here. The top 3 most common distractors. Guys, codeine does not affect these areas. It's not photosensitivity, not heart palpitations, and not insomnia or anxiety. Guys, it's a sedative, so it helps patients go to sleep.